The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we hope if you're just now joining us that you can get in on the conversation. It's very simple. You simply pick up your phone, your cell phone, your dial phone, your push-button phone, whatever you have out there to communicate with. You call this number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. if you have a landline, and you're outside the local dialing area, and I know some of you do, and you're out there in, Eastern Shore or Western Maryland or Southern Maryland, whatever, and you like to have a conversation. Well, you pick up that phone, that handset, you push the buttons that translate to 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680, and your phone company won't charge you for that, but you've got to be in Maryland and you've got to be outside our local dialing area. So there you go. As far as the news broadcast at the top of the hour, that was our feed from Fox News. Somebody asleep at the switch, the sound wasn't coming through, and then it was, and then it wasn't, then it was, and then it wasn't. And our producer, Brian Farlow, who was handling that, was not a happy camper at that moment. So he's handed the reins over to Pepe now this morning, and we're going to make sure everything goes nice and fine and well. Aren't we, Pepe? Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, we will take care of, we'll take care of the show here this morning. So, 410-922-6680. We were talking about a couple of things. We were talking about the difference between our 4th of July celebrations or our Independence Day celebrations, now and when we were kids. You know, are they as exciting now as they used to be? Is the sense of family there? Is the sense of freedom there? Is the sense that, hey, look, I can go out to the farm and shoot my gun all I want now, or are we worried about, the neighbors might be home. We don't want them to hear those loud gunshots and call the police, or, you know, can we go and do what we want, and can we go and enjoy a parade anymore without some stink of political correctness being all over it? Can we, can we just have a celebration of our independence in this country? Or have we lost so much liberty? Have we lost our feeling of independence in this country? I know that has nothing to do with the outdoors, but I will say this. Here's where the outdoors comes into it. Our Second Amendment rights, our rights of our Second Amendment of the Constitution are in jeopardy. All right? We're afraid to say we're a gun owner. We're afraid to go to the range. We're afraid to, enjoy our privileges. We all keep our little guns hidden away in our gun safes, and we don't load them in the house, and we can't do any of that anymore. So we just continue to have our freedoms continually eroded and eroded and eroded and eroded. And so the question is, do we celebrate like we used to when we were kids? Do we have the corn on the cob and the great family get-togethers and things like that? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So, here we are. We also talked in the last hour about the two poachers that were caught with the set gill nets. They were convicted of poaching and selling nearly $500,000 of striped bass over 4 years. They were caught with anchored gill nets in the bay before the season. They've received lifetime bans from taking part in the striped bass fishery and massive fines. Both of them served time in jail. And they still are responsible for almost $500,000 in court-ordered restitution to the state of Maryland. Let's talk to Kim in Reisterstown. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's up?
I was wondering, is there any kind of a law that you can't feed the deers in Baltimore County?
No, but it's not a great idea. Why?
Well, I got about three of them I've been feeding for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And they, yeah, every day they come back over at lunchtime and They like to riddle them the clock. They'll come around 6, and they'll come around 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll eat corn. I'll give them corn and water and all. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost up to the point where I can pet them.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
Well, you know, if you keep feeding them corn in the winter, you have the potential to make them, you have the potential to kill them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Deer, huh?
In the winter or summer?
Winter.
Oh, okay, I'm feeding them right now, though.
Yeah, Kim. Again, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. You have corrupted their natural balance of what they actually eat. Fish,
okay.
Deer browse. They're not grazers as far as grass is concerned. They eat the weed forbs and everything else. They're not a big grass eater, okay, during the summertime. But right. they need those nutrients from the soil. And the minerals from the soil for milk production for the fawns and for antler growth for the bucks. Okay, so you've taken that away from them because they become dependent on you.
All right.
For their nutrition, and corn has very little nutritional value. In the wintertime, deer's system switches over to browse, which is, you know, the ends of twigs and brush and that type of thing, and their stomach is not set up for agricultural crops, okay?
Okay.
In the fall, they transition into that by feeding on acorns, and white oak acorns are their primary source of protein to add fat to get them through the winter, to get them through the breeding season, okay? Corn has none of that, no nutritional value. Now, what corn can do is affect them to the point where they become so dependent on it that they have no nutritional balance in their lives, and they develop intestinal problems and stomach problems, and they don't eat anything else, and it weakens them to the point where they can get so weak that they die. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but deer cannot take corn on a year-round basis as their sole source of food.
Right. Do they have any kind of diseases or have a problem with?
Deer? The main thing that you might want to be considerate of is the fact that deer is a vital part of the life stage of the deer tick, which is responsible for cases of Lyme disease. So you're bringing that into your yard every time they show up. And that's one thing. Now, they do get diseases. They get epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is a bite of a midge that infects them, and it causes their high fever. And it causes their almost like a pneumonia with a fever to these deer, and many of them die from that. It's called EHD. They in Western Maryland, they have a disease that's not widespread. They've had a dozen cases of it called CWD, which is chronic wasting disease, which can be spread by deer in too close proximity to each other, and that's why baiting with corn piles has been banned in the CWD zone in Western Maryland, primarily in Allegheny County, because they believe that CWD, chronic wasting disease, it's a brain disease like mad cow disease and scrapie in sheep, that can be spread by saliva. They're not sure if it's saliva, if it's urine, if it's feces, or what spreads it, but deer in close proximity to each other in the same herd can wind up with that same disease. What other things can deer do to you or with you, or what other things affect them? There is something called there's a bacteria that they can affect them and get into their brain and cause infection in the brain and in the scalp and ultimately lead to the death of a deer. That comes from a bacteria that's found on their heads and their foreheads, and when they injure each other during fighting, the antlered bucks will get this disease into their bloodstream and into their brain, and that'll eventually kill them. Trying to think what else. We did EHD, we did CWD, we did brain disease. Of course, there are various tumors that can be effective, but usually they're temporary. So, to answer your question, I mean, there's your short lesson in deer biology.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
I think I'll wean them off then.
I think that's probably a good idea. It's nice to keep them. You know, nice to see them, but it's better for the deer, for the health of the deer, for the healthy fawns to keep them off that corn. And you know, if you want to do something for them. Put out a mineral block for them.
Okay.
Rather than just plain old corn.
I get maples and other stuff.
Well,
like
of course.
That.
And they only feed on that on certain times of the year. They're only supposed to, okay?
Yeah.
But
right.
The best thing you can do is put out a nice mineral block for them.
I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for all your information.
Thanks for the call. See ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Fran. Hey, Fran, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Oh, I'm back again. I got three little things I want to hit on real quick.
All right.
The first one is when you ask if the 4th of July feels the same. No, it does not.
Okay.
You know, it has a little uncomfortable feeling to it now.
Right.
I remember, was it last year, I think it was, because I'm in the city, and I always do my door and my windows, you know, with the red, white, and blue
bows
and the flags and stuff. And someone said to me, do you think we're going to have any problems putting them up in the window this year? And my answer was, well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm putting them in my windows and doors, and if anybody thinks they have a problem, come let me know.
Yeah, of course.
So like I said, if it's uncomfortable, it's because we as a people have let it become uncomfortable and let it become different, like you said.
Yep.
Okay, got that off my chest.
Okay.
Now, the second thing is this. I saw this item, and I can't get it out of my head, but something tells me I'm not going to be able to use this. It's a new thing called the Benjamin Airbow.
No, not yet. We don't know yet. The answer is you can't use it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry I was on it.
Huh?
Fascinated by it. It holds 8 arrows at one time, and they disperse as fast as you pull the trigger. So I was thinking if you miss that first shot real close, you got another 2 shots. I had a feeling. All right, I'll just calm down about that.
Calm down about that one.
Boy, it looks so good. All right, and the last thing is this. The Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yes, sir.
We're halfway through the year.
Yep.
I know you had to do the crab thing. You had to do the, thing.
Yep.
The edit, that's kind of like done. Are you planning anything for fundraising between now and getting near the end of the year?
Oh, yeah. We've got an ongoing fundraiser. Your buddy Chuck is down in Southern Maryland right now. He's selling tickets on our Kubota UTV. We've got that online if anybody wants to take a chance on a brand new $12,000 Kubota. Uh-huh. We've got those tickets online. They're $20 a piece or 3 for $50.
Okay.
And we also have our upcoming dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club, and Tom is on the line. He's going to have, unfortunately, Tom, you're going to have to wait till after the break, but Tom's on the line, and he's going to tell us about how the sunflowers are coming along and what's going on with his business, Upper Bay Gun Club, and then, where the coalition stands as far as the dove hunt is concerned. So we've got a great dove hunt coming up on September 17th on the Upper Eastern Shore in the Cecil County area. There are a number of farms that we're going to be having access to, but we're going to do a pig picking and lunch for everybody, and then the shooters will be dispersed out to the farms, and Tom will talk more about that, and we'll be hunting doves over sunflowers on September 17th. And I'm glad you brought it up, because the website is up and running. running. You can purchase your tickets right there for the UTV or for the dove hunt. Sign up for the dove hunt, and that's at MDHuntingCoalition.org. MDHuntingCoalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N, .org. And you'll see right there on the homepage, you just click on it. It'll take you right to the store, and you can purchase your tickets through our PayPal account or your PayPal account or with your credit card right there online. It's very simple, just like buying something at Amazon.
All right.
All right.
That answers my question.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Right. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Pepe, we're going to push this break just a little bit because we got a guy calling from New Zealand. So we want to... Hey, Tom, hang on there a minute.
Yes, sir.
All right. Pepe, put Tom back on hold. I pressed the wrong button. There we go. And Richard in New Zealand, good morning. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you doing?
Good. What time is it?
A long-time listener from the Eastern Shore, but we moved here to New Zealand October of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to wish you a happy 4th.
Permanent resident of New Zealand now.
Line.
Permanent resident of New Zealand now.
Just a little over 4 million.
Yes, but you're now a permanent resident of New Zealand.
Well, we came on a resident visa.
Uh-huh.
We won't be able to have a permanent residence
I see.
For 2 years.
Okay, but you're living there. You've retired there. You're there now permanently.
That's correct.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Are you a hunter, Richard?
I am.
Oh, my gosh. New Zealand.
And a fisherman.
Oh, my gosh. You're in paradise, brother.
I am.
Red stag, sika deer.
Red stag.
Chamois. Tar.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to take up a whole bunch of your time, but just want to let you know we're listening to you over here.
Wonderful.
And
what time of day? What
sometime, look me up.
What time of day is it right now, Richard?
It is 10:27 Saturday evening.
Wow, wow. Well, you're an hour and a half
it
away from
nice.
You're an hour and a half
I've
away from independent.
Hunting since I've been here. Mainly, I've done some fishing for the red snapper, which
oh,
is
yes.
delicious.
Yeah,
but. No, it's very, 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 very nice here. We're in our winter now.
Sure.
And
Southern Hemisphere.
We live in a little town called Cambridge. It's in what they call the Waikato.
Huh.
And, of course, the winter, I mean, we had a frost last night, but, I mean, by midday, it's back up to 60, 65.
Nice. Nice. Well, drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'd love to communicate with you.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
All right, Richard.
Have a great day.
Have a wonderful Independence Day.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. There he goes. All right. Whoops. There he goes. All right. We do have to take a break, Tom. Hang on there. We'll get right to you there. Let me tell the folks about Papa John's Farm in Severn. You get your corn, you get your tomatoes, you get your watermelons for the 4th of July holiday weekend at Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Summer. We're here. Time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Corn on the cob. Steamed crabs if you want, fresh tomatoes, cold, juicy watermelons, the Schillinger family. Great folks. Whole family was there the other day. At Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Now, they don't sell crabs there. They like to eat them. Hot corn with crab spice on it. You just put the corn on top of the crabs and you steam them all up together. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, you need vegetables, you need dessert, you need fruit. Head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to go. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. I'm trying grilled watermelon this weekend, by the way. Grilled watermelon, lime and cilantro. Yes, there's a recipe online. New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. 8065 New Cut Road if you got a GPS. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It will grow on you. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788. For the best hunting of your life, call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, listen, I told you about going to Clyde's the other day and looking at a couple firearms. You know, I said, are the radio commercials working for you? Are they coming in and buying firearms for self-protection? Goes, oh, man, yeah. I said, what are you selling them? He goes, selling them these guns right here. And he pointed to a couple modern sporting rifles on the gun shelf. And, you know, I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, what's the waiting time on that? He goes, none. You just, you know, give us your money and fill out the 4473 to do the background check. And if you pass, you walk out the door with it. I said, what's the difference? And he showed me the difference between a compliant and a non-compliant firearm in Maryland. In other words, there's guns that look like that that have to comply to Maryland law, which are regulated firearms, just like your handguns. And you know, they require a 10-day waiting period and state police background check. These firearms look very similar, perform very similar, perform exactly the way that the regulated firearms perform, but there are cosmetic differences. So there you go. Stop by if you're looking for one, a modern sporting rifle. Clyde Sports Shop has a great supply of them. They're very reasonably priced for that type of firearm. They're not jacking their price up in a crisis or anything like that. They don't do that. They've got the ammunition. And of course, they have every firearm for hunting and help home protection, self-protection as well. And they carry that great Browning line of firearms too for your hunting purposes and your shotgun sport. So stop by and see them. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. For fishermen, they've got everything you need for fishing and crabbing. Fishing hotline is 247-347-4247-FISH.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse.
near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk to Tom in Earlville, finally. Good morning, Tom. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Alan, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, you heard your promotion there for Upper Bay Gun Club, and we talked the other day. You tell me the sunflowers are doing how?
They're doing great.
Yeah, good, 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 good.
They got in a little late, but the sunshine and the rain about once a week has really started to make them jump. And,
yeah.
They're looking good.
They're going to be prime, ready to go come September. That's for sure. Yeah, they'll catch up. They'll be just fine. So, how many farms we got? Are we talking about with this upcoming? Well, you have dove hunts on your own for the Upper Bay Gun Club, and you got those starting on the first day, right?
Correct. Yep.
September 1. So anybody can contact you anytime. And you want to give your number?
Sure. It's 443. 309.
Right.
3788.
3788, right.
We've got six different fields with a total of 20 acres of sunflowers.
Nice.
And I don't like to have two larger groups. It'll be restricted to 15 hunters per field.
So right.
That way,
sure.
Nobody's crowded and they've got plenty of room to enjoy themselves. And we want it to be a quality hunt.
Well, of course. That's the idea. And I've been on those hunts where you've got somebody in every nook and cranny on the field, you know, the 25 guys or something like that, and one or two little fields. And you get pellets on you and, you know, coming down at you. And B, the birds, you know, they kind of get used to that after a little while and they get a little edgy. So, you know, I've been there anybody that hunts doves on a regular basis has also been there. But, it sounds to me like you've got it limited to, a maximum of like 50 guys per hunt, and then you spread them out over 5-6 farms.
That's great.
And that's what we're going to do for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and the Upper Bay Gun Club has been generous to allow us to have our event on September 17th with you. But the other part of that is the Upper Bay Gun Club. You also offer deer and waterfowl hunting, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a club.
Yeah,
for either side, and we're currently looking for a few members on the deer hunting club and members for the waterfowl.
Gotcha. I got an email just the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, a listener by the name of Larry, who he and his son joined the club through the Outdoors and Radio show. So, you know, that's good. I mean, that's good news. I'm hearing from 4 or 5 listeners every week about, hey, what's that guy's number? I listened. What do you think? You know, that type of thing. So whether they all call you or not, I don't know. But we know that the folks that have and have decided to join have been very satisfied with their conversations with you. So,
well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
We've been around for 14 years. It started out with just a small group of guys and just a few farms, and it's grown to be quite a organization. It's a good time for everybody. And
well, as I say in the commercial, I'm in. You know that. So
yep.
We're good to go. Beautiful.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, it's nice working with you. I mean, our first meeting was at a very successful snow goose hunt, and that was a great time. And that was our first meeting together. And we know that we've had meetings since, and so we're moving forward. And your support of the coalition has been phenomenal, and we appreciate that. So,
well, it's an important organization for all of us. And
well, you
need to get more people involved, and because the organization, Maryland Hunting Coalition, does great things for hunters, even though they don't know they're behind the scenes working for them.
We are working even as late as yesterday for the hunters in Maryland. Yesterday. And we're going to continue to work. You know, we're not just there 90 days in the General Assembly. And not everything we do is out there for public consumption. Because when you're working behind the scenes with an administration or with members of the General Assembly, you know, you're not out there shouting it from the rooftops. And I went to a political event, not my party, the other day, Thursday evening. And there were half a dozen members there of the General Assembly were there, at least a half a dozen, maybe 10. And we had the Speaker of the House was there. We had a couple people who were chairman of committees and that type of thing. And, you know, we've got to be involved in those events and go and make friends of the folks in the General Assembly, despite the party affiliation, despite how we feel. We've got to do what's good for the hunters in Maryland. So, I was like the fish out of water at the event because of, the way I feel in my party. But you know what? These folks are people. And if you present them with a good position or a good argument or a good cause, they'll go with you. They get it, you know. So despite their which side of the aisle they're on, we got to work with everybody. We got to remember who is in charge as far as the House of Delegates and the Senate. We got to remember who the majority is. And if we want to get anything done for hunters, we got to put all our personal stuff aside and work with both sides of the aisle to get things accomplished for the hunters of Maryland.
Well, I think you'll agree that regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, hunting in Maryland is a heritage that needs to continue and be passed on to the next generation.
That's correct. And promoted and protected. You're absolutely right.
If we can't all come together and keep that heritage passed on, it's something that we can't afford to lose.
Yep. Yes, sir. Tom, I appreciate the call. We've got a bunch of folks lined up here behind you that have been waiting, and we appreciate you and the Upper Bay Gun Club. And give that number out one more time for anybody who may want to contact you and think about joining the Waterfowl or the Deer Club or both up there at in the Upper Bay Gun Club and all the farms you have. I think you said you had 13 farms or something like that now, and you spread the folks out over those places. You have stands on all those farms. You have pits on all those farms. You have duck, goose, dove, deer, turkey, all the above.
It's 443.
Yep.
309.
Yep.
3788.
Got it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Alan. Have a great day.
You do. Have a great Independence Day.
Hey, you're doing a great job.
Appreciate it. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to who's next. Who's waiting longest? That would be Ross and then Brian. Sorry to hold you guys up, but we had to get that phone call in there. Thanks, Ross. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, Alan. Two quick things. One, if you do hear from the fellow that's down in New Zealand, would you ask him if he's on the North or South Island? Because one of them is supposed to be very lush in vegetation and waterfalls.
He said he's in Cambridge.
Cambridge. Okay, I can look that up on the map then.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I live on the water, and mm-hmm. I get all my bait, my alewives from
Bud.
Fish bones.
Yeah.
And it's really a neat little place. It's a wooden type thing. It's not like real slick looking, but it's really neat because it's a very water nautical like. And you get inside, and he has all kinds of little things and pots, and oh, it's very interesting.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to give him a little, little thing.
A little extra, huh? All right.
But the other thing I wanted to tell you was when I put my crab pots in, check them in the morning, and uh-huh. then I check them toward evening. And I went out last night because I hadn't been going out for a couple of days, and I had a 7.5-inch soft crab in the pot. But it had just turned to paper. I thought, well, buddy, you're going to hit it lucky. I'm going to let you go.
Oh, no, you did, huh?
Yeah,
oh,
I had wow. to, because it was just it went too far over the edge. But I measured it point to point.
7.5-inch. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
I got to feed three people.
I guess so. My gosh, that makes me hungry. Oh, man. Well, Ross, do you have the turtle excluders in your pots?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Bud says that his crab pots, he designs them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he designs them that way. And
yep. A lot of Maryland terrapins die in crab pots every year.
I had one when I started putting out my early pots a number of years ago. I did have a snapper in one.
A snapper or a terrapin?
It was a snapper turtle.
Had to be a little one.
Yeah, okay. And I was able to let him go, and my next-door neighbor was ticked off at me for about a year because he said, why didn't you give the damn thing to me?
No.
I could have made soup out of it.
Gotcha. All right, buddy. Well, look, I appreciate the call.
Okay, take care.
You got it, Ross. Thanks. Right. See ya. There he goes. And Brian on your cell phone. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. What's up? Thanks for waiting, by the way.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I have a farm, and they logged it out this year.
Mm-hmm.
This past month or so, they logged it out.
Right.
They didn't clear cut it, but they took out, like big trees, like
sure.
22 inches bigger.
Right.
Is that going to affect my deer hunting season this year? Is it going to make it better, worse?
Well, I'll tell you what it's going to do. It may make it better. It might make it worse for a little bit, but it's eventually going to make it better. Now, it all depends. You said they logged it last year.
No, they logged it last month.
Oh, last month. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna change things up a little bit because the deer are gonna be, they're gonna have a whole new different things to look at. What kind of trees did they take out?
All hardwood.
Well, they're not gonna have the oaks. They're not gonna have that food source. Okay.
No, they got young oaks on the property, but they took out the monster oaks.
Yeah, of course they did. So there goes your protein for the deer. So there goes your attraction right there. However, what will happen now that part of that canopy has been opened up is that the lower growing stuff will come in. Now, if there's an overabundance of deer there, they're going to destroy that as it comes up. But if not, and you let that lush undergrowth start to grow, you're going to see more deer coming in there to bed.
Right.
Okay. And you're going to find it if you get grapevines and greenbrier and that type of thing, that's going to create tremendous hiding places for the deer.
I know in the long run it's going to help, but I'm just worried about this hunting season.
Yeah, you may be, is this your personal farm or is this?
No, it's a lease farm. I've had it for my sixth year.
Yeah.
And we got about 20 to 30 head of deer pretty regular on the farm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go out there this time of year and look, watch it in the evenings or,
right.
If you want to be, if you want to really get into it. I mean, hunting season's 2 months away.
Right.
So, you're going to need to go out there and start scouting now. You're going to need to go out there and start watching what's there and what they're doing and, seeing where the trails are now. And I mean, I'm sure some of them are going to stick to their traditional trails, but they will abandon them if that food source isn't there like it was last year.
Yeah, you got a lot of trash land in the woods now, when they log.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of bad smells in there, too. A lot of fuel and a lot of activity and a lot of guys in there. And,
once the tops of the trees burn off and die out, it's going to open it up more. But,
yeah.
And one more thing.
Yeah,
appreciate that. One more thing. I don't know if you're familiar with Dundalk Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Down there by Logan Village, there's a VFW or American Legion.
Legion, okay.
Yeah, well, there was a deer in their backyard this morning. I've never seen a deer down there in my life.
That doesn't surprise me. I get my prescriptions at the Walgreens in Liberty Road.
Yeah.
And I pulled in there the parking lot the other day, and in the drive-through entrance behind the 7-Eleven. I'm in the main parking lot, headed to make the left into the drive-through to get a prescription. I looked over, and there's a deer walking across this little entrance into Walgreens.
Yeah, maybe the deer's looking for a prescription from a hunter.
Yeah, anti-hunting powder.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Brian, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, see you.
See ya. Thanks. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you one more time about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. I mentioned the firearms, and they have them, but I want to tell you they have all the crab pots, the open top, the regular standard stackable, the stackable open top crab traps. They've got the box traps with the doors on either side. They've got the crab rings. They've got the trot lines. They've got the bait, the chicken necks, everything you need for bait. They've got the steamers. They've got their own seasoning. They've got everything you need for crabbing right there at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They've got all the makings of the trot lines, too, if you want to build your own, the snoods and all that stuff. So you got it at Clyde's. If you're a fisherman, rod and reel repair, new line put on your reels, all the baits and lures for... I bought two great big spinner baits the other day. One of my goals this year is to catch a snakehead and catch it, kill it, and eat it. And I bought two great big giant spinner baits there that they're pretty flashy. So we'll see how they work when I get a chance to go. And so there you are. Clyde Sport Shop, for fishing, for hunting, for firearms, and for crabbing, there's the spot. Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, is their website. You can check them out online if you want, or stop by just off Beltway Exit 9. Once again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH is a way to remember that. And we'll be right back after these messages. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did,
the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving. Join me every Sunday night, 10 to 1, for Uninhibited Radio on Talk Radio 688 WCBM.
All right, we're back. I think what we're going to do here right now, I think we're going to call Fish Jones. 410-360-0573. Let's see if Bud answers the phone. Got a couple minutes here. We'll get a fishing report.
Fish Bud.
Hey, Bud, it's Alan. How are you?
I'm doing just great, Alan. How are you guys doing?
Good. You're on the radio.
Get away from that printer.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Ready?
Hey, how about a fishing report for Pasadena, Upper Bay Area?
Good.
We got.
I'll tell you what.
What?
It's been phenomenal.
Really?
It's been just phenomenal. Pedicary Point. Got problems with my printer here. Okay.
Okay.
Pedicary Point has been hotter than a firecracker. 26 to 32 feet of water. We've had had a 48-inch fish caught there last Sunday along with a 38.
Wow.
Even my electrician was out the other day. He got a 27 and a 33.
Hey,
it's awesome.
He's my electrician, too. He rewired my house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So cool.
Yeah, he did just a great job. And
so are they chumming? Are they live?
Everybody, it's across the board. The fishing is unbelievable here. It seems to be a better evening bite than a morning bite.
Right.
But as long as you play that tide, rockfish love a moving tide, hate a ripping tide.
Right.
So as long as you play the end of that tide and the beginning of the next tide,
ooh,
it's phenomenal.
Like it. Are they trolling, chumming, live line?
They're doing everything. Most people are chumming right now. It's amazing how much chum we've been selling. But the trollers are catching fish. The jiggers are catching fish.
So right.
It's great for everybody this year.
Cool.
And the big concentration of fish seems to be above the Bay Bridge.
Okay.
So that's great for me. It's right in my area.
Oh, yeah. It's right in your wheelhouse there. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. We have a lot of the boats from Chesapeake Beach and south, you know, they're staying up here.
I see them. Yeah. I see them coming across the bridge. I mean,
yeah,
when I'm coming across the bridge, I see them up there. That's for sure.
Yeah. But it is really crowded. So I say there, go early. Find your own fish. Stay away. Don't get too close to other boats. If a fish is at the dinner table, he's not going to leave one to go to yours.
Exactly. Exactly right.
That. And crabbing is really good, too, right now, Alan.
Okay.
The Magothy, the Severn, the South, the West, it's phenomenal.
Yep.
It's a great class of crabs, and we're glad to see them back.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Do you know, by the way, that the Smithsonian has been experimenting with laboratory-raised crabs and releasing them? They're putting a tag in them like they do with fish, and they're releasing them into places like the Road River and other places like that.
A lot have been released in the Magothy. A lot of my customers have got the little metal tags that are wired to the shell.
Yeah, really? That's cool.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, we need some pictures of that when that comes in, bud.
You know what? We'll do that.
Yeah. By the way, the Crab Magazine is at the printers. We will have it delivered on July 5th right here and begin distributing Maryland Loves Crabs right out as soon as we can. Yeah, man. Yeah, buddy.
Fantastic.
Yep. Good stuff.
Great.
All right.
You guys, have a great weekend.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate the report. See ya.
Happy 4th.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. Tom in Rosedale. Finish it out. Go ahead. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Tom. I'm Alan.
Yeah, you're Tom. I'm Alan. What's up?
My question, if maybe you can help me, is my son and I are going to be making a live crab box so we can harvest our own soft crabs.
Right.
And I'm wondering what the big do's or don'ts are. He has a pier. We want to elevate it out of the water and pump water in and recycle it all the time.
Right.
And, you know, the depth, right, I've been reading a little bit, and some guys say 2 feet, some guys say 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only problem I'm concerned about is the water temperature being exposed to the sun, that water being too hot as it cooks on that pier.
Yeah, I got it. Got it. Well, I'll tell you, the guy I just talked to can help you with that. Bud at Fishbones. Here's that phone number. You want to write it down quick?
I'll look it up. It's just a regular
Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Fishbones
Bait and Tackle. Yep. I've never built a live box for crabs, so I don't have any suggestions on that. But there are commercial boxes available, of course, you can buy. And you're talking about a wooden crab box or you're talking about a floating crab box?
No, wooden. We want to put it on top of the pier so we can.
Oh, on top of the pier. Okay, I got you. I got you. All right. All right. So
what was the guy's name?
Bud.
All right, I'll look Bud up and get it.
Yeah, Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Listen, I have a question for you. Do you have pots off your dock?
No, not yet.
Are you going to?
Probably.
All right. Don't forget to put the turtle excluders in there.
The what kind?
Turtle excluders.
Oh, yeah, so we don't catch turtles.
Right, terrapins. That's right. Exactly right. They're called bycatch reduction devices, or BRDs, are also called turtle excluder devices, TED, TED.
Yeah. So, I know the guy that owns the property that will be watching the pots, and he watches grass grow, so he'll be kept looking at these pots every day.
Now, it doesn't matter if you look at them every day. A turtle can get in there at night and drown in a few hours, so you don't want that to happen.
I didn't know it would took that quick.
Yeah, it sure does. You got an underwater pot and an animal that needs to breathe air.
Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Remember, that's the Maryland terrapin. You got the state crustacean and the state reptile in your crab pot at the same time. What do you think of that? But the reptile can't escape, nor can the state crustacean, but you're targeting the state crustacean, the blue crab. You're not targeting those little innocent terrapins, right?
And is that bait or repellent expensive?
No, they're like a buck and a half.
Big deal.
And they get wired into the entrance, into your trap, and it just excludes the turtle, any size turtle, from going in there, but the crabs can still get in because the turtle shell is a little bit higher than the crab shell. So the biggest crab could get in there, but the smallest turtle can't.
That'll work for me.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks. You have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, the music should be playing. How about that? Any moment now. So, folks, we just want to say you have a wonderful Independence Day. Remember your freedoms. Remember how it was when you were a kid. Remember that feeling of patriotism you had when you were a kid. Take a look at our current situation and think what you can do about it. You need to pass the message on to your kids about how it was and how it can be in this country. We have tremendous freedoms. We're the greatest.